we've been playing in these grungy mung holes waiting for our big break.
The numbers all go to 11.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! Cello.
Okay, this is a bass guitar, and it's the exact same thing, but instead of playing like this, you tip it on the side. Cello.
If it's movies, it must be Friday. And with me in the studio now, Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. They're both the hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
So we've got a couple of A Star Is Born plot lines this week, I think it's fair to say. The first one is Jem and the Holograms. Let's hear a clip.
It just seems like ever since we got here that I've been leading this double life, you know, because Jem was supposed to be a disguise and something that I could hide behind. But now it just seems to be this other version of me. And I don't know, more and more it seems to be the only version that, you know, people want.
Big female cast here. What did you think, Kristen?
So that's Aubrey Peebles. She's playing Jerrica, a.k.a. Jem. She's a girl who just is living in the suburbs in California. Her sister uploads a video of her singing to the internet. Before you know it, she's an overnight singing sensation. She's got a record contract, but she's got this Jem identity on stage and this Jerrica identity off stage. She doesn't know how to make the two meet. Plus, she's got this robot, and this robot is always telling her hopeful things, but is making the world more mysterious than it needs to be. This is a far cry from the TV series, so anybody out there who was a fan of the TV series, as I was as a little kid, is probably not going to enjoy this. This is not feminist like the TV series. The TV series, Jem/Jerrica, was the head of her own record label. She was an executive. She knew how to use technology to her advantage. There's none of that in this movie. Instead, it's kind of just like a Hannah Montana rewrite, but just done with very bad camera work that looks like it's on a 12-year-old's YouTube channel.
Ooh, Rafer.
Yeah, I would have to agree, except for the fact that I thought the cartoon show was horrible to begin with, and I think this film is also horrible. And here's my main problem with the film. What is this whole agonizing that Jem is doing between her false identity and her real identity? She's a pop star. We all know that pop stars walk this weird line between artifice and authenticity, and I think today's teenagers know that. I think we're well beyond the era where we thought, oh, you know, my wholesome pop star is, you know, I can't believe that he's actually a real person.
My four teenagers shapeshift all the time.
Exactly.
Believe me, they have no problem moving from personality to personality. The one they think is famous and the one that they just want to scream at me with. That's for sure. Movie number two is Rock the Casbah. This is a strange premise here. A Star Is Born. I think I described it as you know, Crazy Heart meets Mad Max. Let's hear a clip.
From the moment you heard me sing, since you found me in the cave, since we were put here on this earth, everything in our lives has led us to this time, this place. Richie Lenz, our story is already written, and now we shall play our parts.
Richie Lenz is Bill Murray. Rafer, what did you think about this film?
Well, you know, most of it takes place in Afghanistan. He's a rock manager. He's discovered this young singer out in Afghanistan, and he has an epiphany. I must bring this girl's beautiful voice to the world. But of course, meanwhile, there is an ongoing war happening, a real ongoing war in Afghanistan. I think that's the wrong backdrop for wacky slapstick comedy. I don't think IEDs are funny. I don't think village massacres are funny. And I feel like this film thinks it's all kind of hijinks. I think this film thinks that Afghanistan is the same thing that The Hangover thought Las Vegas was. It's all full of colorful characters like Bruce Willis and Danny McBride. I found that really offensive, not to mention that I think the film is just meandering, overstuffed, and not funny.
Any chance that the backdrop idea is actual commentary?
You know, I like where you're coming from, John, but I don't think they're succeeding at that. If that's what they're trying to do, they're not quite succeeding. I have to agree with Rafer on this. I think that it is overstuffed, and they didn't really know what to include, what not to include. You have the hooker with the heart of gold. You have the arms dealer who's really wacky.
Yes.
You have so many different characters in here. If they just concentrated on our singer with the voice of an angel and our shady manager and just their relationship and the juxtaposition between capitalism and what it is to be earnest, that would have worked so much better. That would have been a better commentary on what's happening there.
Podcast this week?
We have our own reenactment written by the great Rafer Guzman of Jem.
Fantastic. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John. You too.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.